Studio Channel Islands Art Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back and welcome to our 7 o'clock show. And, of course, we are here at 6 a.m. And we would love to have you join us. Wake up, start your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, again, I know that you have lots of choices out there. We're so glad that you are here with us. We want to start our show, of course, with some inspiration. Make today so awesome. Yesterday gets jealous. So that's what it's all about, is really just, putting your best foot forward, waking up with gratitude, and really just starting your day. We've got another great show for you today, and we're going to be talking with some amazing people. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week with all the events and all of everything that I'm involved in, and all of our guest info. Also, you can follow us on our KimPaganoShow.com, my website. We do have a podcast that you can download on all your phones, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Our first guest is Shannon Colery, and she's going to be talking about she dated the asshats but married the good one and the good guy, and how to go from toxic love to real love in 12 exercises. And then we have Nadine Rothermill, and she's going to be talking about the California Jazz and Wine Festival. And of course, that is going to be amazing. That's over at the Four Seasons, and we've got lots of fun, and we've got tickets for that. And lastly, we've got Allie Anderson in my studio here. So glad that you have came in with us, and welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Great.
Good.
Good to be here.
Of course. And we're going to be talking about NABO's 18th Annual Bravo Awards. And tell everybody, what is the Bravo Award? What is exactly that?
Well, the Bravo Awards is an award ceremony from NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners in Ventura County, and they're honoring 10 awardees of women in our area who have done very amazing things with their businesses. We have an Educate Advocate Award this year.
Is that new?
That one is a new one. Yeah. Yes. A Community Advocate Award. Just some really pretty inspiring women that we're honoring this year.
I love it. And I love the group. I have to tell you,
God,
it's just, it's like everybody has something, a gift that they add to it. And then, and not only that, you share everybody's talents.
Yes.
And just amazing women. I'm so excited to be a part of that. We've got Susan Solovic that's going to be joining us.
Oh, yes.
Right?
I'm excited to talk
and
to her.
And she is going to be, that's going to be huge. And then Elaine Hollifield. And then, of course, yourself. So we're going to be talking about that. I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. And Tom, you want to talk about that?
We start off with Champagne on Main, Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair. Mark your calendars for this fun event, which includes a VIP chocolate lounge, many vendors for shopping, craft beers, and sparkling wines. It happens April 8th, 11 to 6:30 on Main Street. Also, tickets for the Los Angeles Zoo. Along with that, we have the California Jazz and Wine Festival April 9th at the Four Seasons. Pair tickets for that. The Ladies Charity Luncheon and Tennis Tournament starting at 10 a.m. on March 27th at the Las Posas Country Club. You can shop over 15 fabulous vendors and enjoy a delicious lunch or play some tennis. Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh and have a good time with hilarious comedy. They have had comedians like Jay Moore, Flip Schultz, and Gary Cannon there, along with Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live. So many great comics. And finally, some great food, Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara.
All right. Perfect. And let's just start off with, how about some Champagne on Main? And, of course, that's bringing in the Spring Wine Walk and Street Fair. And, of course, that, again, is April 8th. We've got tickets for that starting at 11 to 6:30 on Main Street. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. What a great time. They always do such a great job. All right, let's bring our first guest on, Shannon. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'm listening to your wonderful voice. Well, I'm very calm now.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your book and your story. And, I think that you're going to enlighten all of us.
Sure, no problem. Well, I am currently a love and relationship coach. I spent several years working 12-step recovery, so a lot of my work is based on the 12 steps of recovery, along with some other things that I like to do with goal setting and visualization. I work predominantly with women who find themselves kind of having the same emotionally abusive relationship over and over again, even if it's with different guys. I always say it's actually the same guy, but just in a different body.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Right?
Yeah. There will definitely be men who relate to this as well. It's not gender specific, but I do generally work with women. And so I wrote the book, She Dated the Asshats But Married the Good Guy, How to Go from Toxic Love to Real Love in 12 Exercises, which I just launched in February. We launched it.
Congratulations.
And it really does break it down for you. I work with clients who struggle with things that I struggled with when I was younger. So I worked all of these steps and exercises to now be married for 16 years.
Congratulations.
Just a lovely man who's my best friend, and we have two daughters, and they're having hopefully a good, stable experience in the home.
That's a really good point, Shannon. What if you don't have a stable experience in your home? Are they affected by that, or do they look at it and go, okay, this is not what I want for my family? What's your thought on that?
Sure. Well, my backstory is my mom was married 4 times before I was 13. So I had a very chaotic upbringing. And I took that into my adult dating life. I think that we as young people, we tend to be attracted to people that mirror our home of origin. Mm. And if you have a pretty solid, stable home, you are going to tend to be attracted to people that vibrate at that same energetic level. But for those of us who had parents that were either addicted to things or neglected us or in other ways abandoned us, they could have had workaholism or other types of alcoholism, we bring that into our adult lives. So, yeah, I do believe a stable home sets people up to select better when they're older. And it's more of a challenge for those of us that had a shaky upbringing. And there are ways to work with that and to heal it. And I know because I healed it in my life.
Wow. So how did you go about healing it?
Yeah. Well, for me, it did require, and in my book, what I do is, because we live in a strange time where we don't have chaperones. We don't have people helping us to date and select wisely. So we're just shot out there. We're in all of these apps on our phones. And the media is telling us, let's get intimate quickly, you know, bring your sexy game to the table because that's what's valuable. And so what I always do with my clients, the first thing I say is we've got to figure out what your values are. And the way to do that is to make a very, very conscious list of what you're looking for in a romantic partner. And, you know, when you're 20, it might be a different list than when you're 30, especially we women at that time we start being concerned about having a family. But just go into, I always say, date wise. Know what you're looking for before you even get out there. So we start with that, and that's goal setting and visualization. And then if you have to look at your character traits that you're bringing into these relationships, especially if you find yourself with chaotic men or women. So a lot of us who come from those homes, we have self-destructive traits like we rescue. We like to find the broken birds and rescue them. Mm. Maybe we rescued our parents. We become their psychologists, their mothers. You know, we start to take these traits into our adult lives, and they can really make us choose unwisely. So we start figuring out what are the traits that are getting you into trouble when you're out there and attracting the wrong kind of partner.
Wow, very good. Yeah, I like that. Now, do you find women also represent these toxic type of people?
Oh, yeah. I think there are certainly men who have been involved with women that are hot and cold, or they're like the baby bird with the broken wing that needs to be saved until the next guy comes along. I think that what women have that's a little different than men is just biologically the fact that we can have children makes us more vulnerable to being groomed and used. We also tend to have an overabundance of empathy. I think we have that problem a little more frequently than men. And so sometimes we'll forgive people for treating us badly when they still haven't changed the behavior, and we'll take them back.
Right. And when we also think that, do we really deserve this, or we let somebody else actually make our happiness or choose for us not to be happy?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that women, you know, and we do something which is we misplace responsibility. I think we're raised to be nice and to be kind. And I suppose now that gender divide is coming closer together, but I know in my experience, when I had two long-term relationships, each for 5 years, and I took those men back several times after infidelities and things like that because they would always come back with tears in their eyes and promises to change. And I believe they were sincere. But, you know, we have these sort of cyclical cycles of emotional abuse that both partners dance through. And when we misplace responsibility, we say, maybe I should take responsibility for the fact that he did this. I was too cold. I was too distant, or I was too needy, or I was too clingy. So when I talk about going from toxic love to real love, the real love really begins with loving ourselves, knowing our boundaries, our healthy boundaries, and learning to respect our own boundaries in our relationship. When we can love ourselves then, and I know it's somewhat trite, we always say this, then we select better and we're loved by better people.
Wow. And it is about self-love. There's no question. If you respect and love yourself, then you're not going to let anybody hurt you, just like you would do your children or your family. And why do we do that to ourselves? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand. I know so many people that feel like, you know, that's all I can get. Or, you know, I mean, we have to be our own advocate, correct?
Right. And here's the thing. I want to say something about that, because I used to hear that when I was really messed up with my relationship stuff. And it ended up making me just feel worse about myself.
Like, no, I know
I'm supposed to respect myself. One of the elements of 12-step recovery that I really love is the higher power element. Because when we're born, our parents are our higher power. And whatever we see reflected in their eyes is how we learn to feel about ourselves. My mom was a warm, nurturing, loving woman, but she was a love addict. So she was always in a chaotic drama with whatever husband she was married to. So what I experienced from her was I was only valuable if I could take care of her, rescue her. She always came to
That's interesting right there, what you said.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the higher power element in a 12-step recovery, and there are people who are atheists and agnostics that will be turned off by this, but you want to have that higher power reparent you in a kind and loving way, accepting you for being the broken, flawed person that you are, doing the best you can to recover.
Wow, I like that.
Compassion.
So you could kind of choose whatever your higher power is,
yes,
right?
And that's what's great. And some of us were raised in religions where the higher power or God was punitive, judgmental, shaming. I say, get rid of that God. You know, you can give that guy that God to someone else, right? And
right.
Find the one that makes sense. You.
Right.
For me,
right.
It began in the ocean, because I'm a scuba diver, a snorkeler, and when I'm in the water in the ocean, I know that I'm just this teeny tiny little person with my teeny tiny little brain, and that there's a bigger force at work that I consider to be positive.
Right, right. I love that. So how can you establish a mental health village focused on your needs? Because I love that. I mean, if I think you're going to go on the right direction, that's kind of what my show is all about, is really having that support team of people that love and admire you.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. A lot of us will turn to our families for help or to our best friends. And when we're in these relationships that we're kind of addicted to and we can't get out of, what happens is they become impatient with us. They may, you know, judge us or be annoyed with us, or why are you still letting this guy do this, that, or the other? That's not your mental health village. What you need is a village of people who don't judge you, who are there to support you, and who are also, you know, going through some of the same struggles. 12-step rooms are great for that. There's so many different types of recovery programs from all different types of problems. And everyone's at different levels of recovery, so you see light shining the way. You see people in those rooms that have 5 years under their belt, and they know how to get better. Some people have a wonderful church or spiritual community that they feel safe and supported in. They may want to turn to one of those people. And then I also always include a higher power. And if that's, you know, you may call it your higher self, the divine, nature, God. And you access those through prayer and meditation. And prayer
I love that.
Is where you ask, and meditation is where you listen.
Right. Shannon, really quick, to wrap this up,
sure.
What are some of the empowerment steps and action steps to get to and receive real love?
Absolutely. Number one, I want you to listen. Write down everything you want in a relationship. There will be critical voices that will come up in your mind and say, you're not good enough for that. You don't deserve that. You'll never get that. Write all the critical voices down. You're going to burn them. And then you're going to write affirmations. And your affirmations, you are going to say to yourself every day in the mirror. There are things like, I love you. I'm proud of you. You are so brave to break this cycle of emotional abuse. It's one day at a time. It's easy does it. Self-love, self-compassion is the beginning.
I love it.
Forgive yourself for being broken.
I love it. Shannon, where do we find your book?
Oh, I'm on Amazon, and it's a funny book. So it goes down really nice and smooth and easy, but it has all the steps in it that I was just talking about.
I love it. I haven't received mine yet, so I hope it's on the way.
Oh, good. I'll call and make sure it is.
Okay, cool. And are you on, is it an audiobook too, or is it?
No, it's just
not
on
yet.
Kindle and paperback on Amazon.
Okay.
The ASCAP, but Mary
is this your first book?
It is. Well, I have another. Yes, I do have a married sex book too, which is hilarious.
Oh, please send that to me too. Okay, so cool. Yeah, we'd like to have you back.
That.
Yeah,
it's
very
lots of good
cool.
Tips.
Okay, great. Well, please share our show with everyone. And
sure,
Shannon,
will.
Some really good stuff here. And thank you for sharing your journey with everyone. I appreciate that.
No problem. And thanks for having me, Kim.
You got it. All right. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the California Jazz and Wine Festival. And of course, we've been giving tickets away. I've got a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. This is going to be an amazing day. It's April 9th at the Four Seasons, and I'm telling you, oh my God, one of my favorite events. Again, I mean, I love being at all these events, and I love sharing them. So again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Mark your calendars for the 6th Annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out, so hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com, and for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I'm so glad that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I've got Allie Anderson here with me in the
Hello.
Studio. And, of course, our next guest is Nadine Rothermel. And, of course, we are talking about another amazing event, California Jazz and Wine Festival. And, of course, we are giving tickets out, and we would love to share those with all of you. That is April 9th at the Four Seasons, and it is going to be so much fun. And of course, that is 1 to 5. And I think, Nadine, is it VIP is 12?
of VIP is at noon.
Yes, there
exactly.
You go.
So 1 hour early.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So anyways, welcome to the show. And of course, I'm so excited to be a part of this again, another great year. What are we going to find?
Well, thank you, Kim, first of all, for having me on the show. We're always glad to have you there.
Thank you.
We know it's a wonderful event. What we will be having is that this is what we really love about this is a jazz festival that we also have wine and food and beer and spirits. So
yeah.
We have something for everybody. Now, what we are featuring this year, we have a local talented up-and-coming star, Danny Janklow. He's a saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist. He's a producer and composer, and very, very soulful and passionate sounds. And so we get to have him as our headliner.
I love it.
Yes, and so we're also excited that we have the Adam Clark Quartet. We have World Jazz Fusion of the Lautheiser Quartet. We have a really raucous sound of the Barrel House Wailers, and this is their third year performing with us. And then this year we have something different. We have something really different. We have a soulful group. It's called Dion DeRox and Melody Joy Bakers. And then we have Cowboy Jazz. Have you ever heard of Cowboy Jazz before?
No, but I like that. What a twist. Okay.
It is. And their band is called Bruce Foreman's Cowbop. So it's going to be so much fun, the entertainment that we get to have there. The wineries that we have visiting, we have returning our strong ones, are of course, our Opolo Vineyard,
yep.
Golden Star, Sunland, Cielo, Four Bricks, Naboo.
Yeah, you have like 80 wineries, right?
We
don't
have them. We have a total of about 70 booths altogether,
okay.
And that comprises everything. So it's the wineries, the breweries, spirits, food. And then we have a smaller offering of vendors that we will have there. We want to make sure that the space that we have available for our guests, that they can sit and relax and really enjoy the day. So our local breweries, we have Firestone Walker, Surf Brewery, Westlake Brewery. We also have a visiting vineyard from Napa, and that's Navarro Vineyard. We have spirits that are being offered by Channel Islands Distillery. And then one of the new ones that we have are Delice Cellars and Tau Vineyards. So those are some of the new ones and there's many more. There's many more that I haven't mentioned that'll be there. You have great food for people to taste.
It's just a really pleasant, amazing, relaxing, and yet tasty. I mean, I want to just put it all in there afternoon. And, of course, can't get any better than having it at the Four Seasons. Such a beautiful place to be.
Really is. It's a gourmet day for you know, no matter where you go in the event, you're going to have great music, great beverages and food and you know, great people that are there. I mean, we feel very, very blessed that the people that we have come to our event.
And I know last year you guys sold out, right?
We did sell out.
Yeah.
So this is really important that you get your tickets.
That's what I'm trying to tell my listeners right now. So tickets are $100 per person and then $150 for VIP, correct?
That is correct.
And then, of course, the VIP gives you an hour early for tasting and also valet parking and preferred seating and all that good stuff, correct?
That is correct. So we have a little something for everybody there.
There you go. So if they don't win tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show, where do they get their tickets?
They can purchase their tickets at californiajazzwine.com. And again, that's californiajazzwine.com. You can check us out. You can check out all the information on the fest. Buy your tickets there. And we also have, if you follow us on Facebook, go to Facebook and just type in CaliforniaJazzAndWine.com or California Jazz and Wine.
Right.
We have a March Madness special that's running too. So if you get your tickets, buy your tickets. If you don't get to win tickets on Kim's show, buy your tickets. And if you have general admission tickets, you will be entered into a drawing for an free upgrade to VIP.
Ooh, so. I like that. That's new, and that's March Madness. I love that. Okay.
Yes.
I'll have to share that on my Facebook. So very cool.
Yes, please.
Well, I love this. There's going to be just amazing stuff happening there, and we are so excited, again, to be able to share this and be a part of it. And again, I just want to mention to everybody that, of course, this is happening on April 9th, and before you know it, that will be here, Four Seasons, and we've got a pair of tickets, so call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're also actually going to be giving those away on Facebook, too, so follow us on Facebook. And they're, you know, just kind of up your chances to win. So we love that we can share this with everybody. And of course, this is brought to you by the Rotary Clubs, right? And of course, that is, tell everybody who it benefits.
Yes. So the Rotary Club of Westlake Village Sunrise is the host of this. It's benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kaneo Valley.
There
so we're working together to make sure that we're benefiting the kids in the community.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, Nadine, always a pleasure to talk with you. And I thank you so much for, you know, allowing the Kim Pagano Show to be a part of this again.
We're very glad that you are. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Susan, Elaine, and, of course, Allie's going to be joining us. And we're talking about the 18th Annual Bravo Awards. And if you are a woman in business, I'm telling you, this is the place to be, and you're going to find out about all the movers and shakers of, you know, all the women businesses. So again, stay with us. Let's give something away. We've got, of course, the California Jazz and Wine Festival tickets for that. We've got Champagne on Main, and of course, that is happening April 8th. Boom, we walk into a great weekend right there. And then, of course, on Monday, we've got this Monday, the 27th, we've got the Ladies Charity Luncheon and Tennis Tournament. And they've got lots of stuff there. So I'd love to invite you to go to that. And we've got a pair of tickets. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're going to be talking about all these amazing women. And, of course, we're talking about the 18th Annual Bravo Awards. And that, of course, is all the NABO and, of course, the National Business of Women, right? And I'm telling you, these women rock it. And they are on fire. They all have amazing gifts. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. I do want to do a quick giveaway. And, of course, we've got Lure Fish House. They're located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. We've got a gift certificate for someone right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. All right. I want to welcome, of course, we have Allie in our studio, Allie Anderson. And she's been here with me throughout our show. It's been fun. We've been talking about lots of great things. Joining me now is Elaine Hollyfield. And Elaine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Great. And then, of course, we have Susan Solovic. And, of course, she is our keynote speaker this day. And, of course, this is all happening on Friday, March 31st. That's coming up right around the corner. If you haven't already got your tickets, let me tell you, we're going to tell you how to get there. And this is, again, if you have a business and you are a woman and you want to know about it, this is where you're going to find out about all of the amazing business adventures and kind of their journey. So, again, Susan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to coming out to sunny California.
There you go. There you go. So tell us, Elaine, let's start with you. And again, this is happening next Friday, March 31st, at Sarah Center in Camarillo, correct?
Correct.
And 11:30, it starts till 2.
Correct.
What are we going to find?
Well, you'll find that you'll be attending a really amazing luncheon. That will be honoring 9 outstanding women business owners and also a couple women that are in education and being honored for community work, and also our corporate leader of the year, Montecito Bank.
I love it. I love it. And does everybody already know who won? Are they already have been told, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. About a month and a half ago. And we did have a VIP reception at the Tower Club in Oxnard, and we had members come in, and we met each other and the awardees. So we start early honoring our awardees.
There you go. Can we just have a list of who won?
Yes. Woman Business Owner of the Year, we have Heidi Whitcomb. She owns Ventura Rental Party Center. Lifetime Achievement Award is Kathy Long, who was a supervisor of the 3rd District in the County of Ventura from 1997 to 2017.
Wow, I know. That was 20
years.
Awesome. Yep.
And as I mentioned, our Corporate Leader of the Year is Montecito Bank and Trust. Community Advocate of the Year is Shante Morgan Duracell, who is an educator from Channel Islands University, but she's also a journalist with her own business called Morgan Communications. Our Innovator of the Year is Marta Alvarez, an amazing, accomplished engineer. YCE Inc. is the name of her company. Education Advocate is Toby Joe Green. And she leads the Girls Empowerment Workshop in Ventura. And then we have our Rising Star of the Year, Angela Rosales. And she owns an amazing shop on Main Street in Ventura called Very Ventura Gift Shop and Gallery. And then we have our Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year, Tracy Karasik, and she owns TLK Multimedia. And then Arts Advocate of the Year, this is an award we haven't had before, but we felt that Barbara Hinton would be ideal to honor for this award. And she is the founder and executive director for the Ventura County Art Festival.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, we honor a member of the year from our Navajo Ventura County chapter, and that's Fern Peruse-Filson, and she is the owner of FPF Coaching.
Wow. Okay, that is a lot of amazing women. And I
know.
I have to tell you, obviously going to the meetings, I've met all of them, and amazing, amazing. I love other strong women, you know.
Well, they all have really terrific stories, and I think everyone will be motivated and uplifted.
Yeah.
We always find that people after the luncheon just say, oh, wow, it's such a great
uplifting, yeah.
Stories and their accomplishments. And also, I can't forget that our wonderful mistress of ceremonies will be Mimi Donaldson, Miss Personality herself.
Right. There you go. I love that.
Coach and author. You know her.
I do. I do. And so, the room is going to be vibrating, you know, with all these amazing people. Allie, I knew you got this last year, right? And that's how we met.
I did.
And what
yes.
was the award that you got?
So I was nominated by a friend of mine for Young Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. And that was very exciting for me because I had just moved to Ventura. I didn't know what Nabo was. I said, what is Nabo? And I had to look it up and I was like, wow, that's pretty legit. You
yeah,
know?
There you go.
So I was very excited for the award. It
yeah,
was an honor.
And there you go. Susan, let's talk with you. Okay. And of course you are going to be the keynote speaker. And of course you are another woman on fire. I'm so excited to be able to have you here and be a part of what we're talking about and to be a part of the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, actually I am a woman entrepreneur. I have worked in the corporate space. I'm also an attorney, but my heart has always been in entrepreneurship. I started my first business when I was 15 years old, and I've been a serial entrepreneur, so I've started and built businesses on and off throughout my life. And now at this stage, I'm really just passionate about helping other business owners succeed and really create outrageous success. We work so hard in our businesses, and we're struggling 24/7, and I like to see businesses really skyrocket to the top and help business owners really build the financial wealth that they deserve and desire.
Wow, I love that. And so let me just kind of start with you is, what do you think, you know, one of the most top tips would be for anyone in a small business?
I think one of the best tips would be to make sure that you're bringing something of value to the marketplace. One of the biggest mistakes I see businesses making is they go into business and they do the same thing that everybody else is doing it. And, you know, really that doesn't mean that you have to invent some of, you know, cool new disruptive technology or the coolest, hottest, sexy thing. But it does mean that you have to keep finding those little incremental enhancements that set you apart from other people. You know, if you think about Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and I often talk about this in my speeches, but they didn't invent ice cream. But they brought just that noticeable difference to the marketplace, and people lined up to get that ice cream. And I think that that's really a determining factor. And what's really ironic is my favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor is Jerry Garcia. And that, of course, was named after Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. And Jerry Garcia is noted to have said, it's not enough to be the best at what you do. You have to be perceived as the only one who does what you do. And I think that's what we need to strive for as business owners to really hit it out of the park, is to give our customers something that they can't get anywhere else. And it's not easy, but I have invented a process or developed a process, which I'm going to share at the Bravo Awards, to help companies of all sizes build innovation into their DNA so that they can really stay a step ahead of the competition, but also protect their businesses from being what I call Uberized, you know.
Yeah.
It really changed the whole climate, and I thought nobody saw it coming, but you know what? We've got to have eyes in the back of our head today.
Wow. Yeah, and we want to keep our friends close and our enemies closer, right?
Right.
Because everybody's ready to step on your toes. They see your success, and they're like, okay, how do I do this bigger and better? And at the same time, you know, you want to say, okay, can't we work together to be a bigger? And that's what I love about NABO. And, you know, we want to support each other. And that's something that I value and I want to really achieve in my business is how do I support all these businesses as we rise together, not knock people down. And that's the value that I see from one, the Bravo Awards of really just recommending and rewarding the people that have done that. And at the same time, the NABO meetings is really building a team.
I totally agree. I think that, you know, women control the majority of the wealth in this country. And I think that there are so many amazing women business owners out there. Gosh, if we just got out there and supported each other and did business with each other, imagine the bang that we could make in the marketplace. And, you know, I always look for a woman-owned business to do my business with. In fact, right now I'm doing some work on my home, a new home I built in Florida, and I searched to find a female general contractor, and fortunately I found one. And, you know, she's great. She's got lots of experience, and I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to work with her.
There you go. Elaine, so I understand, obviously, this is the 18th annual Bravo Award Ceremony, and we're obviously celebrating successful for women in our area. Tell us how it got started.
Well, our organization, NABO, started out serving as a touchstone for women business owners who like to build and improve and succeed in the business world and while helping others to be successful. So out of this desire to recognize the accomplishments of our women associates, the Bravo Award Ceremony was created. And so over the past 18 years, Bravo Awards has given us a chance to honor these outstanding women and organizations in business and community and education that have contributed so much to our community. So we're really proud that we can hold this event every year to do that and recognize the accomplishments.
Right. And I know you worked so hard on this because I worked a little bit with you, but we worked hard, you know, you worked really hard on this and it's a big accomplishment.
Still working.
Okay. I know.
And I'm so excited. I have to say to Susan, hi, I'm so excited to see you again and have you come out and talk and speak to us. It's really exciting.
There you go.
Well, I'm excited too. And I'm so glad that you reached out to me. That was fun to hear from you.
I know. It's just, thank goodness for Facebook.
There you go. We're going to take a really quick break, but I want to see if we could talk about how all of the public can get involved and attend this. So will you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking about the 18th Annual Bravo Awards. That's happening March 31st. That is at the Sarah Center in Camarillo, 11:30 to 2:00. I would love all my listeners to be there. This is going to be an inspirational day, and you're going to learn some new people in your life, and I'm telling you, you're going to want to be there. So again, we're going to give you some more information. I hope that you stay with us all the way till the end of our show. I would love to give something away. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got Champagne on Main. We've got a Los Angeles Zoo tickets. We've got California Jazz and Wine Festival, and we've got the Ladies Charity Luncheon and Tennis Tournament. With that, call in right now, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California California kettle corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Mark your calendars for the 6th Annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake Village. One ticket price gives you access to live jazz on two stages all afternoon and tasting from over 80 of your favorite wineries, craft breweries, distilleries, and local eateries. Presented by Rotary Club of Westlake Village, proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Conejo Valley and other 501c3 charities. The California Jazz and Wine Fest attracts 1,500 attendees, and last year the fest sold out. So hurry to purchase your tickets. Go to www.californiajazzwine.com. And for more information, call 805-380-6010. That's 805-380-6010.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday. And of course, we start from 6 to 8. And of course, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our podcast. And that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking right now with Susan Solovic, Elaine Hollyfield, and Allie Anderson. And we are talking about the 18th Annual Bravo Awards. It's going to be a day to remember. And not only that, it's going to be a day of recommendation and a day of rewarding people and women in their businesses for making a difference and stepping up. And of course, that's what it's all about, the Bravo Awards. Allie, I know that you wanted to kind of add to this. Tell everybody a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it would be a great event for the public to go to. We're really just trying to reach out and let everybody know, you know, you're walking into a room full of inspirational people. And, you know, just to hear Susan speak, if you just started your own business or you have a small business, you know, she's spoken to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses around the globe, and she's helped many build multi-million dollar businesses with her strategy. So, you know, just to get in and to hear her talk, I mean, it's given me motivation just to boost my business in the last year after winning the Bravo Awards. So, you know, I think it's a great event. If you want to go, you can purchase your tickets online on the NABA website. It's going to be a great event.
What is the NABA website?
It is NABA VC. You could just Google NABA Ventura and go onto the website and look up the Bravo Awards on that tab.
Perfect. And Elaine, let's talk with you. How has NABA helped you?
Oh, it has in my business, Solifield Creative. I work in advertising marketing, and it's helped me build so many great relationships with other business owners and other people in the community, and it's been really rewarding.
Wow.
I've been a member for almost 20 years. I started out in Los Angeles, NABO.
Wow, that's great. And NABO is, let's just kind of tell everybody a little bit about NABO. And of course, you know, I talk about it on my show all the time, but for our listeners, what is NABO exactly?
Well, it stands for National Association of Women Business Owners, and it's 40 years old, and it's one of the first national organizations for women business owners. And so what it does is help women, help other women too, to evolve their businesses by sharing resources and coming together as a single voice to help shape public policies and to support one another. So, NABO Ventura County was established in 1996.
Wow. Okay. And there's some amazing ladies in there, I have to say. Susan, back to you. You're going to be speaking, and of course, you are the keynote speaker for the day. I can't wait to hear you and meet you. Tell us, you know, how has, you know, like you were saying, basically for your own remodel that you looked out for, you know, women. Women have really stepped up in business, and of course, you know, it's so important for us to team up together. Tell us a little bit about your business and how you've grown and kind of like the fundamentals of what you would help, what we're going to be hearing.
So I think that primarily what I'm going to be focusing on at the awards event is really focused on not just how what you need to do to build success, but how do you sustain success? And I think that's an issue that escapes many of us. But as far as helping women achieve success in their businesses, I think there are a few things that I've learned over the years, and I've also observed with other women. In fact, I was just speaking on a live Facebook program just before this one with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and we were talking about Women's History Month. And I said, you know, there's a lot of great progress that's been made for women business owners. But one of the biggest issues I still see as a hindrance to real growth is the access to venture capital. And we still see a weakness when it comes to women business owners. And it's because of the system. There aren't a lot of VCs who are women. And, you know, there's some sort of inherent, not necessarily vindictive or anything like that, or really even that obvious to men, but there is an inherent bias against women when they're out raising venture capital. But another reason is, regardless of how far we think we've come, there's always this societal pushback with women that we're really not supposed to be focused on making money, that making money and having a lot of money is somehow unfeminine. And there's the joke people talk about all the time is, women will tell you any intimate detail about their lives that you want to know, but they don't want to talk about money. And so I really think we need to warm up to the fact that it's okay to want to make money, that it's okay to want to make a lot of money, and that we've got to be comfortable talking about it and learning how to speak the language of money.
I love that, and owning our power. We are at the end of our show. Again, Susan, can't wait to meet you. This is going to be an amazing, dynamic day. Elaine, thank you for all your hard work.
NaboVC.org is where you can go.
Say it again.
Thank you.
Say it again.
NaboVC.org.
There you go. That's where all my listeners can get tickets. We will have it posted in our Facebook and also in our newsletter. And, of course, thank you all for joining us here on the Kim Pagano. Please share our show. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. Don't worry about those that talk behind your back. They're behind you for a reason. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.